This is Jay Sekulow. The ACLU at it again. The issue, prayer and the Naval Academy.
Live from Washington, D.C.
This is my right.
Jay Sekulow Live.
Right given by God.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now.
Live a free life.
Call 1-800-684-3110.
Live in freedom.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
Talking about freedom.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
I will fight.
Hey, everybody. Hope you had a great weekend. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. I'm coming from our offices and studios in Atlanta, Georgia today. We've got Skip Ash, Senior Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, also handles all of our national security issues. He is in our offices and our studio in Virginia Beach, Virginia, on the campus of Regent University. And folks, as we're in the middle of the summer and everybody's enjoying the weather, I trust, around the country, let me tell you this. I'll tell you what's going on right now. The American Civil Liberties Union has set a demand if the Naval Academy does not stop offering a mealtime prayer at the Naval Academy, they will file suit. How long has that prayer been going on? Since the founding of the Naval Academy. Do students have to repeat the prayer? No. Do students have to agree to participate in the prayer? No. All a student has to do in the Navy is show respect by standing at attention. They do not have to bow their heads. They're not compelled to do anything except be polite, which you would think is part of the naval preparation for these officers. They're going to hear things and do things and be involved in things that sometimes they may have a fundamental disagreement with, but they learn respect and dignity. But the ACLU has decided that prayer at the Naval Academy is a constitutional violation. Now, we've talked about it for the chaplains before. Now we're talking about it. Students, these are college students in the Naval Academy, being told that a prayer is a violation of the Constitution. And who's saying this? The American Civil Liberties Union. We want to have your thoughts on this and your concerns and comments. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. What should be the response to the ACLU? Do you think the ACLU has overstepped its bounds trying to get prayer removed from the Naval Academy, a tradition that's been around, as I said, for 165 years. Our phone line's open for you. We want your comments. 1-800-684-3110. Skip, let me ask you this question. You, of course, are a West Point graduate, served in the military for 20 years. You're our national security and military law advocate here and our expert on these areas. Let's talk about this issue of the prayer, because prayer is part of the tradition, much like in the legislature. It's been around since the founding of our country when it comes to the legislature. Same with the Naval Academy.
That's exactly right. What we have here is a non-proselytizing short prayer at the noon meal. It's done by a rotation of chaplains. They've not picked out any single chaplain to do it. All the chaplains that are assigned to the Naval Academy have their turn to do it, and it reflects various denominations. And what's especially ironic is the fact the Naval Academy is to teach future commanders of the Navy and the Marine Corps, and religious programs in the military are the responsibility of commanders. So they all have to learn how to do this.
You know, the irony of this, folks, and again, I want your comments on it, because fortunately at the ACLJ, we have somebody like Skip Ash, so we're able to engage these, not just legally, but we understand the public policy behind it. How do you react to the idea that the ACLU wants to cancel prayer given at a mealtime? And by the way, as Skip said, all they're doing is standing at attention, which they do during that period. They don't have to participate in the prayer. They don't have to say the prayer. They don't have to agree with it. They're just showing courtesy. The ACLU wants that removed. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We'll be taking your calls from around the country on this. Also encourage you to go to aclj.org. I've posted a daily trial notebook posting on it. We've responded to the ACLU, and we've responded to the Naval Academy by sending a letter of our own. That's available online at aclj.org. And also some news stories on this. So we're fully engaged in the issue. But again, we want your comments. 1-800-684-3110. Now, how are we going to combat the ACLU? I know a lot of you are asking that right now on this issue of prayer for the Navy cadets. And here's the answer. You go right to your phones and signed on to our proclamation of solidarity with the Naval prayer at noontime. It's the proclamation of solidarity. Everyone that's listening needs to stand with these cadets. We want to stand for religious freedom. Here's the number. 1-877-989-2255. Sign this proclamation of solidarity. 877-989-2255 or aclj.org.
I'm talking about freedom.
It's one of the most revered branches of our military, the United States Navy. And for more than 160 years now, there's been a mealtime prayer at noon at the U.S. Naval Academy, a tradition of voluntary prayer that's now under attack. Now the ACLU is demanding that the Naval Academy stop this time-honored tradition or face a federal lawsuit. That's right, the ACLU is trying to censor the Naval Academy, claiming this voluntary prayer somehow violates the U.S. Constitution. This is the time for action. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice and encourage the Naval Academy to stand firm, to keep the noontime prayer, and to say no to the ACLU. Sign on today to the ACLJ Proclamation of Solidarity for the Naval Academy. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online at aclj.org. Help the ACLJ protect prayer in the military.
Live from Washington, D.C.,
it's one of the most popular Christian radio shows on the air. And ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow takes your questions about the issues that matter most to you and your family.
Let's go to Anna calling from California on line 6. Hi, Anna.
On the broadcast, Jay provides you with the answers you need to protect your religious and constitutional freedoms.
We got a team of lawyers working on this situation. We're going to get a successful resolution.
Now, there's a new and easy way to get the help you need from the American Center for Law and Justice. You can now send Jay your questions and comments via email. Just log on to the ACLJ website at aclj.org, and under the radio section, you can send Jay an email question straight to our radio studios. We want to hear from you. Send us your email questions. It's fast and easy. Send your email questions now. Simply log on to the website, aclj.org. The American Center for Law and Justice, dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms.
This is my right, a right given by God to live a free life.
So now you've got the American Civil Liberties Union, this time threatening a lawsuit against the Naval Academy. Why? They have a voluntary prayer at mealtime, and no one's required to participate in it, but they do offer it. It's a part of their tradition that only dates to the same starting date as the Naval Academy itself. The cadets stand at attention, which they do during announcements anyway. Skip, walk people through what actually takes place. Skip Ash, of course, a senior attorney at the American Center for Law and Justice, served in the military for 20 years, including time at the Pentagon. He's our expert in these areas. What actually takes place at this mealtime prayer?
Well, again, the Naval Academy is a military academy, so when all the midshipmen gather for lunch in the dining facility, they're called to attention, and then they're put at a parade rest. The chaplain gets up, says a short prayer, and then the cadets or the midshipmen are told to be seated, and they begin their lunch. So it's a very short, very quick type thing, and there's no proselytizing. Nobody's trying to compel anybody to believe anything or to assent to anything. It's a tradition, much like we have traditions of prayers in the beginnings of legislative sessions in our Congress and so forth.
And including the Supreme Court of the United States, which, of course, starts with God save the United States in this honorable court. Let me ask you this, and I'm asking this to our audience as well. Why do you think it is, and folks that are listening here, why is it the ACLU now targeting the prayer at naval academies? It's systematic here. But, Skip, this is a trend we're seeing in other areas. And by the way, if you want to talk to us, it's 800-684-3110. We are seeing this kind of chipping away at prayer in a variety of venues within the military context.
Right. In fact, the case I think they're following after is the case of the Virginia Military Institute, VMI, where the Supreme Court did rule that the prayers were not allowed. But that's first of all, that's a state school, not a federal government school under the Department of Defense. And that's a difference right off the bat. Plus, it was only one chaplain from a specific denomination who said the prayers every time. Here we have a mixture of chaplains from various denominational backgrounds, to include Roman Catholic, various Protestant and Jewish, and therefore there's nobody can clearly argue the state is endorsing
a particular
religion.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'll tell you something, folks. Here's what we want you to do. We are putting together, we've sent a letter to the Naval Academy letting them know what the law really is and how it should be interpreted to defend the rights of the prayer to be given at mealtime. But we need them to hear from everybody that's listening, all 50 states. This is a federal government Department of Defense facility, which means it's taxpayer controlled. So you're the taxpayer, folks. Your voice really needs to be heard on this. So here's what I want you to do. Everyone that's listening that's concerned about the ACLU now going after prayer at a naval academy, you go to your phones right now and you call our toll-free number and add your name to this proclamation of solidarity that's going to go to the Navy and to the Department of Defense. Here's the number. It's 1-877-989-2255. That's 1 1- 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. But folks, you go to your phones now and make that call. Call that toll-free number. Add your name to that proclamation of solidarity. 877-989-2255. Sally's calling from Florida on line one. Hi, Sally.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, my son attended the Naval Academy, and my husband and daughter and I attended meal at King Hall, where they say this great that. And
right.
It is, just as the gentleman said, very short, and there is no proselytizing. And I've got to tell you, for one, I'm sick and tired of people chipping away at traditions of any of the military academies. It's hard to get in there. When you get there, you know what you're up against, so be it.
Well, you've been there, so you've experienced it, Sally, and it's exactly what Skip Ash just said, and that is it's a voluntary situation, it's very quick, it's non-denominational, and it's part of what you said. I want to underscore, it's part of our tradition. But understand, and folks listening to what Sally just said, this is a chip-away attack. That's what this is. They're trying to undercut every opportunity for prayer to exist. Why is it that the ACLU is attacking prayer now at the Naval Academy? Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. And Sally, we appreciate your call. And also, we appreciate your son's service into the Naval Academy. Obviously, that's a significant issue. And we're glad we're there to defend the right to have prayer. Again, our phone line's open for you at 800-684-3110. Jack is calling from Indiana on line three. Hi, Jack.
Hi.
Hi, you're on the air, sir.
Yeah, I just called to express my opinion about the prayer.
Yes, sir.
We all needed it when we was overseas, and when guns were firing and guys were dying, we only had one thing to turn to, and that was God. And we had leadership of men that knew how to lead us in that. And some of us didn't know how to go through our prayers, and they helped us with it.
Well, you know, it goes back to, you know, Skip, it's really not any different than the chaplain issue, though it's a different kind of attack, and it's the increased attack, and that is this idea that you're putting prayer off limits. Here, in the particular situation, for those just joining us, the ACLU is demanding that the Naval Academy stop offering a non-sectarian, non-denominational, really, mealtime prayer that's as old as the Naval Academy itself. But it does go to this tradition of we're supposed to encourage, and these are confined environments, these cadets that want to pray simply bow their heads. The ones that don't, do not. I mean, no one's going to compel them to bow their head, but they could show respect by, you know, standing as they do at attention for the beginning of it anyways. This is part of the discipline process. But the uniqueness of the military, Skip, I would think, would underscore why it's important to allow these traditions to exist.
That's exactly right. Remember that the purpose of the United States Naval Academy is to train the future leaders of the United States Navy and the United States Marine Corps. These individuals who attend there are going to become, and someday many of them will become, the top leaders in those two services. And they need to understand what motivates the Marines and the sailors under their commands. And a lot of these people are motivated by religious beliefs and so forth. And therefore, they need to understand that. They need to respect it. And they will be responsible as future commanders for the very religious programs that are under their commands. The chaplains assist them in carrying out the commander's religious programs.
There you go, folks. I mean, I couldn't have said any better than Skip just did. It's the idea that this is part of the command. This is part of how you learn the process. But I'll tell you something. It is under attack. Why is it the ACLU going after prayer at the Naval Academy? 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Steve is calling on line five from Texas. Hi, Steve. Yes,
Hello.
Sir. You're on the air.
Yeah, I'm calling from Kentucky.
Okay, sorry about that.
Okay, yeah, first of all, I take my hats off to the military. This country was based upon prayer, and I would agree with the military to continue in prayer. It reminds me of how Daniel in the Bible, to where they come to him and try to stop him from praying, but he says, I'm going to pray anyway, in spite of the opposition. And I would like to make a comment to all the atheists, the anti-religious ACLU, and all those that try to separate the church from state. I would think that they would, the government should draft them to the military, send them in the heat of the battle, and let's see whether they pray or not.
You know, the fact of the matter is, the ACLU's position on this, they're, as Skip said earlier, they're trying to base this basically on the VMI decision, Virginia Military Institute. That was a state-run institution, so there's a difference there. There's also some traditional differences. Also, the way in which the prayer actually was rendered was different. But the fact of the matter is, there are Daniels rising here, Steve. I mean, there's a lot of people within the military academy. We just heard from Sally, whose son attends the military, the Naval Academy. that want to make sure this tradition, as old as the Academy itself, stays in existence. I mean, that's the irony of this. The Academy's tradition is as old as itself. And Skip, I thought, and you're a military man, that tradition is part of military history.
It absolutely is, and traditions gain credence over time. One of the things we need to remember is that the courts have recognized that a military is a unique society within the American society, and they should give great deference to military commanders when they say a certain thing is important in building teamwork and building cohesion and teams. And one of those things is recognizing the religious backgrounds of so many of our military people.
Well, I'll tell you what we're doing, folks. We want to stand with the military, and we want to stand with those that want to see that prayer staying at the Naval Academy. But it's going to take all of you to do it. So go to your phones right now. Here's the phone number. Add your name to the Proclamation of Solidarity. Going to the military, going to the Naval Academy. But we've got to have your name on it. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Let's go to Mike's calling from Texas. Hi, Mike. All right, Mike's not there. Let's go to Gerald from Virginia on line four.
Mike's here.
Okay, Mike, go ahead.
I just wanted to make a statement that in my lifetime, the government has taken prayer out of public schools, and I am still against that. I was raised with it. I was never offended by it, and
Well, the fact of the matter is, you know, you're not offended by it. I'm not offended by it. And I'm not offended by a prayer I even disagree with. I could show enough respect. And, you know, it's like I said, in the Supreme Court of the United States, God save the United States and the honorable court. But somebody's offended by it. It's called members of the American Civil Liberties Union and nine midshipmen, or they call them mids, I guess. These are the beginning students at the Naval Academy. They're complaining, and that complaint has now gone to the level, by the way, of the commander. And they're demanding if the prayer does not cease, what the ACLU said they're going to do, which is typically what they will do, and believe me, they'll do it, is they're going to file suit. And I'm asking you this question. Why is it that now the Naval Academy, what do you think about this, is now under attack because of its prayer policies allowing prayer? 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110 is the number. Now, folks, here's what I want you to do. We've decided to take direct action. I've sent a letter already off to the Naval Academy letting them know that we believe the prayer is constitutional. That's posted at ACLJ.org. But we've decided to put together a proclamation of solidarity with the prayer at the Naval Academy. We want everybody that's listening right now to go to your phones, add your name to this proclamation. 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
It's one of the most revered branches of our military, the United States Navy. And for more than 160 years now, there's been a mealtime prayer at noon at the U.S. Naval Academy, a tradition of voluntary prayer that's now under attack. Now the ACLU is demanding that the Naval Academy stop this time-honored tradition or face a federal lawsuit. That's right, the ACLU is trying to censor the Naval Academy, claiming this voluntary prayer somehow violates the U.S. Constitution. This is the time for action. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice and encourage the Naval Academy to stand firm, to keep the noontime prayer, and to say no to the ACLU. Sign on today to the ACLJ Proclamation of Solidarity for the Naval Academy. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online at ACLJ.org. Help the ACLJ protect prayer in the military.
I don't have time to finish my college degree.
I need a college education that respects my values.
I don't know if I have what it takes to finish my degree.
I'm too busy at work. I can't go back to school now.
You've thought of all the reasons you can't go back to school. But here's something that could change all that. Right now, you could get a college degree on your terms. Online classes to fit your schedule. A curriculum that's rooted in Christianity. From a top 10 online university. And right now, you might even be able to go for free. With both 2- and 4-year degrees available and more than $1.9 million in scholarships and grants awarded to undergraduate students this year alone, a private college education may be closer than you think. Visit applytoregent.com or call 1-888-REGENT-U to find out more about our degree programs, scholarships, and grants.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. The ACLU targeting this time the Naval Academy. Why? Prayer. Let's go to Cynthia calling from Maryland, which is, by the way, where this is taking place on line one. Hi, Cynthia.
Hi. I just wanted to mention that my husband works at the Naval Academy as a chief there and eats a lot with the midshipmen. And I believe that Christians would probably be appalled at some of the prayers that they do, like the woman Jewish priest who prays American or the prayers.
Go ahead with your comment.
Native American prayers.
Sure.
And we should probably be praying that they prayed more Christian prayers, but I'm really surprised that the ACLU would be against these prayers.
They're even against the Native American Indian prayer. They're against the Jewish prayer from a rabbi that was in the chaplaincy corps. They're against the prayer of a Protestant minister that's in the chaplain corps. They're against the prayer of a evangelical. They want the prayer activity completely stopped. And this is, Skip, we've talked about this before. This is part of a trend we're seeing in the Air Force Academy. It's a threat right now. We've met with the chaplains on these issues. With the chaplains itself, it's a problem. And now it's aimed at where they're trained, the academies. And, Skip, that's part of their agenda here. If you can get them at the academy level, then you could really alleviate this. That's why this, I think, is such a significant threat.
That's true. And it's another irony here is the fact that from the earliest days of the United States Navy, the Congress passed a statute directing that there be divine services held on Navy ships. And so Congress recognized the need, and the military has been very supportive of this because they recognize the existence of chaplains is based on the free exercise rights of the men and women in uniform.
You know, folks, all we're talking about is standing at attention, which is what they do at the beginning of the meal anyways, and a short prayer is given. You don't have to bow your head, but that is enough of an offense for the ACLU to file or threaten to file a lawsuit. We got to stand up against them. Now, we've responded in writing. We've sent a letter, demand letter. It's on ACLJ.org. I encourage you to go there. It's my daily trial notebook posting, so there's information there. But we want to do something else. I want to be able to deliver 50 or 100,000 signatures to the Naval Academy saying, we're with you. Keep the prayers in place. It's a proclamation of solidarity. But I need everybody that's listening to this broadcast to go ahead and sign that. Here's the number. You call it right now and add your name to this proclamation of solidarity. It's 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. You can also sign up online at aclj.org. Gerald's calling from Virginia on line four. Hi, Gerald.
Hi, how you doing this afternoon?
Great.
I'm calling from one of the many naval bases in the Virginia Beach, Norfolk area. I'm in the military myself. I'm enlisted. My comment is that, you know, being in the military, we don't always have to live for the freedoms that we fight for. But if any of the ACLU want to come and do my job with me one day, they may want to consider some prayer as well.
Well, listen, Gerald, you're serving, you said, in the Virginia Beach, Virginia area?
Yes.
Well, that's, of course, where Regent University is. That's where our offices are there. In fact, Skip Ash is there right now. And are you in the Navy?
Yes, I am. Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, listen, we appreciate your service to the country. I appreciate your comments. And I hope that what Gerald just said motivates thousands of you that are listening right now, because you're hearing from military men themselves that they want this prayer activity. It's part of the traditions of the Navy. It's as old as the Academy itself. So what Gerald just said, because of that statement alone, you need to go to your phones right now and do what he said. Add your name to this proclamation of solidarity. Let's stand with people like Gerald and Sally's son who called earlier. And let's stand with them so these traditions can exist and continue to exist, including prayer at mealtime. Here's the phone number, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. If Gerald, he's gone now, but I want to tell him again how much we appreciate his service to our country. That is a great thing, and we're thrilled that he's serving in our portion of the United States. Laura's from Connecticut on line five. Hi, Laura.
Jay?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Great.
I wanted to say that I think the ACLU wants to take away prayer from our military in order to demoralize our troops and perhaps make them lose, and even they might even believe in the power of God, and they want to take their right to invoke.
You know, I'm not gonna assume they want our troops to lose. I wouldn't say that, but I do think that it does serve as a demoralization, because you've got time-honored traditions that are as old as our country. in some cases, being put under attack here. And, you know, Skip, we talked about this earlier, and Laura brings this up. Is this a chip away? I mean, I look at this and say, okay, they're going after the Air Force Academy and got the people there so paranoid they're afraid to say anything about their faith. Now you got the Naval Academy under fire. You had Virginia Military Institute, VMI, under fire. And then there's this concern about chaplains being able to pray according to the dictates of their conscience. You put this all together, and it sets up a very, very dangerous snowball effect on religion in the military.
That's right. I mean, the ACLU is trying right now to remove almost every vestige of the Christian faith or religion from our society. And one of the ways of doing that is from doing it from the military. And if they can win in the military, which is a directive society, then they think they can do it much more easily in civilian society. So if they can attack and win in the military, I think they'll be emboldened to go elsewhere.
Yeah, I'll tell you something. It's a very, very dangerous precedent. Lisa's calling from Wyoming on line 3. Hi, Lisa.
Yes, I was just going to just echo what you said. If the ACLU is successful in stopping this noontime prayer, wouldn't it set a precedence for stopping other prayers, say, for instance, a military funeral?
No, there's no doubt about it. I mean, I look at this as exactly what we were just saying, that they are trying to chip away at the tradition of prayer. They say basically because the government's involved, the prayer is unconstitutional. Why? Because the midshipmen have to be there. Well, honor guards have to be there at the military funeral as well. And what if one of those honor guards doesn't want a prayer to be given? Does that person get a veto right for the prayer at the funeral? I hope the answer to that is no. But that's exactly what the position they're advocating is. So I think what we've got to do in a situation like this, and Lisa, I really appreciate that. It was a good call and a good question. We've got to be able to stop this now. How we're doing it is we've sent a letter, a demand letter. It's available at ACLJ.org that sets forth what the law really is here and gives great protection to the military and to the Navy. But they're under a lot of political pressure right now, folks. And I need 50 to 100,000 of you to contact us in the next couple of days. And starting today would be great. To go ahead and say we're not going to tolerate this censorship of prayer for our military here at the Naval Academy. If you want to add your name to the Proclamation of Solidarity, it's 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Glenn is on line 6. He's calling from California. Hi, Glenn. Welcome to the broadcast.
Hi, Jay. First of all, God bless you for what you do.
Thank you, and thanks for calling.
Yeah, I just I agree totally with what you're trying to do with this academy thing, but I'd like to know what can we do to nullify the effects that the ACLU has on our country. I mean, they cost us billions of dollars every year for these superfluous lawsuits that 90% of us don't want. So what can we do to attack them with their base?
Well, what you got to do is you got to be able to meet them in court and meet them in the halls of Congress and now in the courts of public opinion. They sent a demand letter threatening the Naval Academy. We responded and saying here's what the law is. And then if there's a lawsuit, we intervene, either through a friend of the court brief or through other direct type of advocacy. We will be there if they file a lawsuit. And then the other thing is, and what we're encouraging people to do, and I appreciate the call, Glenn, is individual citizens. These are naval academies. That's taxpayer dollars are funding these, part of the Department of Defense. We need you to have your voice heard. And that makes a big difference. It's going to show solidarity with the midshipmen. It's going to show solidarity with the Naval Academy and for prayer. And I think it's really critical, Skip, we only got a few seconds here, for people to respond and respond quickly to show solidarity with the Naval Academy here.
Boy, anything you can do would be right on the money. We need people to come up and say we support the military. Our military men and women in uniform are doing everything they can to protect us. And now they're being attacked from the rear, so to speak, by the ACLU. It's just unconscionable.
It is unconscionable. And here's what I want you to do, folks, to do what Skip just said. Everything we can do, well, one thing you do is have your voice heard. You go to your phones right now. Here's the number. 1-877-989-2255. The signing of Proclamation of Solidarity. 1-877-989-2255. Let's make sure we keep prayer in the military, especially at the Naval Academy. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255.